Good morning. And so Holy Week begins. And as we focus on Holy Week, again, I just think most people just kind of go through the motions and they kind of look forward to it. Some people, other people don't really care one way or the other. They'll just blow everything off this week and just go to Mass on Easter. Other people will sit there and enter into this week and be irritated because they have to give up food for Good Friday. No meat on Good Friday. Oh my. I can only have to fast all day. Yep, twice a year you got to fast all day. That means one big meal, two small meals don't equal the big meal. They have fast. And so we go around and sit there and focus on us and focus on ourselves and focus on what Holy Week does for me. But what we got to do is we got to focus on Jesus. He already took care of us. All of Holy Week and what he did for us 2,000 years ago, it was all about us. But now what has to happen with us is he gave his love for us. He gave his life for us. He gave everything for us. Now it's our turn as we enter this week. So now it's our response to him if I'm in love with God or if I'm not in love with God. If I'm in love with God, then this week when I will enter into this, this will be about a relationship. And again, the biggest day for so many people to go out drinking, none of you people, because your pastor would kill you, but so many would go out on Good Friday. You know, they go out because all their friends come out, all the college kids. Well, it's okay. Years ago, I threatened a kid's life, literally. He said, don't worry, Father, I'll go out at midnight. And I says, I will take your head off. Because again, don't we get it? So your mother or father, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend or girlfriend dies, and you decide to go out drinking and having a fine time. I'll wait to midnight. They just died at 3 o'clock this afternoon, but you'll wait to midnight before you go out drinking. What the hell kind of person does that? And yet people do it all the time. I'm by the ritual. The ritual says I have to fast from this time to this time and I'm done. Well, you know, the tradition is you really fast between the death at 3 o'clock and then to the resurrection is what tradition is. It's not law, tradition. Huh? Because you go into a time of mourning. And so what this got to be this week is this personal thing. It has to become personal to us. So the first thing I'd encourage you is every day this week that you spend time with a different passage from the Passions. You know, there's four Gospels, and all four Gospels give a different focus on the Passion of Christ. So if every day in your prayer time, you focus on the Passion from a different perspective, that means you see it from a different point of view. And you keep thinking this whole time, Jesus, you did this because you loved me. Jesus, may I respond and live for love of you, right? Again, when I just got off another parish mission, and after I give my passion talk, I kneel down and I says, okay, Jesus gave his life for you, now it's your turn, huh? That's exactly what it is, now it's your turn. And so we go and we kneel down and we pray and we say, Jesus, you gave your life for me, now may I live my life for you. And that's what we got to refocus on this whole week. Jesus, you gave your life for me, and you focus on that, and you meditate on it. Now, may I live my life out of love for you. And a good thing, the way we do that, is told to us today in the second reading. Huh? The second reading is from the Philippians, Philippians chapter 2. Of course, we say it all the time, or priests and that, and the religious say it all the time in the office. But here, it's a beautiful passage that talks about the emptying out of God. And again, if this is what God does for us, then we must do this for him. It begins, though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality something to grasp at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. So what's that mean for us? We got to empty ourselves and take the form of a slave. Emptied himself, took the form of a slave. He was known to be of human estate, and he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on the cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him. This obedience thing, huh? I am one who hates obedience. Let me give you a hint, in case you haven't been able to figure that out about me. The first reality is I'll never forget when I'm with the Bishop Murphy 22 years ago this week when I was ordained. I sat there and I looked at him and I said, Bishop, how come we only take the vow of celibacy once, but we take the vow of obedience twice? And he came out with a smart aleck remark, like, for people like you, Larry. And that's a true statement. You know, especially over the last months, I've been struggling a lot with obedience, thinking, do. And I told everybody I was, for different various reasons, I said, I'm going to get one of those bumper stickers that say, question authority, right? And they said, that's not really good for a priest, Father. I know I'm going to hell. And I didn't do it anyway. Just because you struggle with something doesn't mean you give in to it, right? You can struggle with all kinds of things in your life. It doesn't mean you give in to it. I had a priest friend that left priesthood because he's sitting there and he was doubting. I said, so what? We all go through our doubts. You move on and you hold on. You hold on to God. The darkest doubts you have, it doesn't matter. You don't give in to it. Now Jesus, when it came for him and being obedient, when you and I are obedient, like again, when I was obedient to the bishop, when I was obedient to God in his daily will, what does that happen? When you and I become obedient, what happens to us? We die, don't we? When Jesus looked at the Father and he said, your will be done, he died. You see, this is the point. Too many of us, me most especially, I'm not picking on you, me most especially, when you and I say yes to the God's will, he's going to make you do things you don't want to do. He's going to kill you in a gentle kind, not gentle kind, compassionate manner. Jesus didn't die, but Jesus, when he was, didn't die in a happy manner, and Jesus didn't want to do it. He looked three times at his Father and says, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this. Please, Father. He was so traumatized that he sweat blood. I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this. And yet three times when the temptation came and the struggle came, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this. But not what I want, what you want. Not what I want, what you want. Not what I want, what you want. And that killed him. And so will it kill us when we start living in obedience to the will of God. That means we deal with the sin in our life, huh? So again, if you're not married, you're having sex, what's that mean? To be obedient to the will of the Father, you die to your wants, you die to your desires, you die to your needs, and you say, no, I'm not going to do it anymore until I'm married because I'm living God's will. It'll kill you. Yes, it will. When we sit there and we get into the reality of our gossip and we come before God and he says, I don't want you to gossip. I don't want you to judge. And we go, I kind of like it. I like buying the Enquirer every week. I like buying the Star every week. I love People magazine. All of it's gossip, every single one, you're paying the sin and you're paying a company to continue gossip. But you like it. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to die to my desire for that. Whatever our sin happens to be, we all have our own. You all know my sins. You can just pick them out and you can write them down. We all have our sins. And God calls you and I as best we can. We don't have to like it, but we got to die. We got to die, especially as we enter into this week. I got to die. I got to die. And it'll kill us. But when we die, look at this. Look at the second reading. After he was obedient, even unto death, death on the cross, then there's the phrase that comes after. You got that phrase? Because of this. God highly exalted him. You see, when you and I say yes to the will of the Father, when you and I are obedient, even when we don't agree with it, even when we hate it, even when we don't want to do it, when you and I do that, then because of that, God raises us up. See, too often we only spend time on it. If I do this, I'm going to die. And God says, yes, if you do that, you're going to die. But I will raise you up. And I will give you more than you could ever want or imagine. I will give you a new life. I will give you peace. I will give you all those things. But the only way to get there is to be obedient to my will. Is to be obedient to those in authority over you. Is to be obedient. Even when Jesus could have looked at Pilate and says, excuse me, I'm the God of the universe. Who are you to tell me? And yet he was obedient to Pilate when Pilate says, you're going to die. He could have stopped at that instant. But God had another plan. So you and me, where are we at with this obedience thing? Huh? Are we people that seek it every day to seek God's will instead of my own? Am I willing every day, but especially during Holy Week, am I willing to die to myself if I want to go out on Good Friday? If I want to go party, if I want to have meat, if I want to do those little, it's the little things that drive us crazy, right? It's the little things that always drive me crazy. Am I willing to die to my will so that God can lift me up? Because of this, God highly exalted him. When you and I say yes to the will of God, when we deny ourselves, when we die, God will lift us up as he lifted up Jesus. So, two things. This week, spend time with Jesus in the Gospels. Read his passion. Let it become real to you. Let it be an experiential relationship with you and Jesus. But two, really focus on being obedient unto death in the little things so God can raise you and I up with Christ on Easter. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe.